by what you do. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Hello, we're on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of a busy night tonight. We've got a couple of guests. In the first hour, we'll have Professor William O. Beeman, Professor of Anthropology, Brown University, expert on Iran. Second hour, we'll have Frosty Wooldridge on the Invasion USA. So stay tuned. There is a lot to talk about. Thursday night in the first hour, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press will be with us to talk about his columns. And also in the second hour, Jeff Bennett is expected to be here. So I just thought I would let you dear people know that. Busy night. We expect your participation. And if you don't participate, don't call me anymore. All right. You know the numbers, 800-313-9443. Well, that's the only number. That's the toll-free number to get through to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And, of course, we are on a myriad of facilities, and we do merit your participation and questions because not often that we do get some very impressive individuals on the program, and one of them will be with us in just a couple of moments after the break. We'll get right into it. Professor William Beeman at Brown University in Rhode Island, his column recently, Iran and the U.S. locked into a spiritual conflict, the last refuge of weak leaders, and that's his commentary, his analysis of the news. And he talks, of course, about his book, his latest book on the great Satan, how Iran and the U.S. Demonize each other, something to that effect. And, of course, if you have a question, he's the one to answer it because he spent a great deal of time in Iran, lived there. And, of course, he talks about the campaign to basically target Iran by the neocons and the Zionists and the globalists. And we mentioned one person, Seymour Hersh, who's written in The New Yorker about U.S. plans for military strikes. So anyway, we'll talk about that in the next hour. Get ready, 800-313-9443. When we come back from the break, we will begin with Professor William O. Beeman. And he, of course, as I said, is a professor of anthropology, also theater, speech, and dance at Brown University in Rhode Island, and he, of course, is an expert particularly on Iran. Has spent a great deal of time there and also written extensively about it, about the people, the language, the customs, the culture. So needless to say, you won't be getting neocon rhetoric from Professor Beeman, and he's quite honest, I believe, and I have every faith in him to give an honest answer to a good question. And don't be shy. So we'll do that when we come back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Right here, exclusively heard on rbnlive.com. So you join in. We shall be back in just about 3 minutes from now to begin. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to Liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, it's been a long time, and we have chatted from time to time with Professor Beeman, and now he's back to us to give us his views on what's going on. And hey, good evening, Bill Beeman. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on the program. And I mentioned your column. I don't know if you heard me, but I read from your column that you wrote just about, within the last week it was published, I guess, and Iran and the U.S. locked into a spiritual conflict. And you mentioned the venomous rhetoric between the U.S. and Iran is largely a drama staged by weak leaders looking for a political boost, which doesn't make it any less dangerous. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, of course, President Bush's support in the United States is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very important election coming up in November of this year, in which the Democrats have a really strong chance of actually taking back one or both of the two houses of Congress. If they do, they will have subpoena power, and all of the missteps of this present administration may be called into question in public hearings before the Congress, including a move to impeach the president.
Mm-hmm.
So this is extremely dangerous for the Republican Party and for President Bush. And nothing shores up the popularity of a president or his party more than a military attack. That is, if you have an outside enemy, people will rally around the president.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is there's a lot of suspicion that the current saber rattling with regard to Iran is designed to shore up the American president. On the other hand, in Iran, President Ahmadinejad is an individual who actually is a great who has a great deal of conflict with the clerical leaders in his own country. His principal goals are economic reform, and it has caused chaos in the markets in Iran. More than $800 billion has fled the country because people are afraid that he's going to nationalize private industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so his he also needs more support. And so his extreme statements against Israel and against the United States are designed to rally his own troops, his own support base. And so it's in a very curious way, although the two leaders are certainly not well disposed to each other, they're employing the exact same tactics and using each other in order to support their own political future.
That's interesting. You know, the way the so-called U.S. media perceive it and the way they brainwash the American public each and every day is interesting. Just last year, within the last year, you know, Iran was denying any attempt that the accusation was that they were attempting to build nuclear weapons. And immediately, the next day in the papers, you'd read the reportage that Iran is only a few short years from building a nuclear bomb, despite what they say. Then they came out and said, look, we have uranium. Look, we are working on nuclear energy, and we have passed the next step. And then the next day, the media says, oh, it's just bluff. They're years away from having nuclear power or being a nuclear power. I got a kick out of it, because here they're talking out of two sides of their mouth and trying to create two separate impressions at the same time.
Absolutely. The truth is that no one knows for sure how far Iran has progressed. Everything that they've done so far has been open to inspection. They've been quite open about every step of their progress.
Yeah.
And if you take what they've done at face value, you'll see that they are quite a long ways away from being able to actually even enrich uranium to the point where they can generate energy on their own. They have a light water plant in Bushehr that should open sometime this year. It's been nearly 30 years in construction. There's been a lot of problems with it. It was damaged during the Iran-Iraq war. But this reactor is going to be using lightly enriched uranium rods that will be supplied from Russia. The Iran didn't enrich them.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't produce any isotope of plutonium or any other material that could be used for a weapon. So this nuclear reactor is genuinely for developing electricity. And the heavy water reactors that might be built with very heavily enriched uranium are still a long way in the future. They enriched uranium to a level of 3.5%, but they need close to 80%. Mm-hmm. In order to actually be able to have weapons-grade uranium. And one of my friends pointed out that Iran has made a tremendous achievement. They've been able to enrich uranium to the point where they could construct a Mickey Mouse glow-in-the-dark watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so the...
Well, you know, it's funny, the rhetoric, you know, has been upped. And, of course, he plays right into, the leader of Iran, Ahmadinejad, there plays right into the hands of the media. And, they pick up his statements and they tarball him and tarbrush him. And he's the next Hitler. And, you know, we got to do something now.
Well, it's only made him more popular with people in the country.
Sure,
because
sure.
As he defies the United States, he gains in popularity, just as our president says. Extreme things about Iran. There's a certain part of his own political base that
But there's a point of diminishing returns for Bush now, no matter what he says, don't you think?
Well, of course, because the statements are so easily disprovable. I mean, it's just almost absurd. You have the president saying things that turn out not to be true in any way. They're quickly dismissed, and he, I think, sincerely believes that he can make any statement at all that he likes, and if he uses a bully pulpit and repeats it long enough and finds enough sympathetic audiences of people who really are not quite aware of the situation, that he's going to get away with it. That eventually people will believe him, but I think that the American public is waking up and is becoming a little smarter than that.
And look at the incredible, if you will, dichotomy of approaches to nukes in the world. I think I know why, but when Bush visited India recently, he virtually fell over himself in an attempt to encourage that nation's nuclear advancement, not just in energy, but in nuclear capability, in warfare, in weapons-grade uranium and so forth. And it seems to me that that was a blatant example of talking out of both sides of your mouth at the same time denouncing Iran. Here he was basically, rewarding India. And we know India and Pakistan, of course, there's a nexus there. And we know that the neocons want to keep them, belligerent toward each other for Israel's reasons and their purposes. But here was an example, Bill, where George Bush, to me, blatantly showed that there is absolutely no logic or consistency whatsoever to what he's saying with regard to nuclear nonproliferation, you know?
Absolutely. One of the things that was pointed out early on when the United States first started to attack Iran is that Iran, at present, is in full compliance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
However, the United States is not. We're in violation of Section 6 of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which calls for a steady reduction in nuclear arms. In fact, the U.S. arms arsenal has increased steadily ever since we signed the treaty.
Mm-hmm.
However, the United States continually is trying to call attention to the fact that Iran is in violation of something. I'm not sure exactly what they think Iran is in violation of, because Iran is not. But the United States most definitely is, and if the world were to actually call the United States on the violation, on its violation of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty,
mm-hmm.
that could also be very embarrassing for the administration. It is actually the case that some people believe that the United States is trying to force Iran to withdraw from the treaty in order to avoid becoming getting attacked itself for its own violations of the treaty.
That would be interesting. But then again, given the tone of the administration, would they really care? Look at Rumsfeld now and the call from leading generals, former generals, and those within the administration are very unhappy with his performance. And he just fluffs it off. It's like, well, who cares what you think? It's what I think that's important. And George Bush has seemingly always had the same attitude.
Yeah, there was an extraordinarily sad situation this evening where we had the mother of one of the Iraq soldiers,
right.
Who was on the MSNBC Hardball program this evening with Chris Matthews.
Right, right.
And they asked her, why she thought that her son had died in Iraq, and she immediately started by saying, well, the Taliban attacked us. Well, of course, the Taliban were in Afghanistan, and it's very clear that there's a large number of people in the United States who are still enormously confused and misled
mm-hmm.
about what exactly is happening. And of course, it's the administration that's tried to make sure that they stay very, very confused and unaware of what the government is actually doing.
Right. Now, we've got a break coming up, but I want to ask you about what effect, if any, visible effects the Iranian bourse has had in the opening of the bank on, I believe, March 20th of this year. We saw the price of a barrel of oil go up. We just saw that again today. We're seeing
over $71. No one seems to be batting an eyelash about that.
No, it's
quite
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, when
quite
we come
amazing.
Back, I want to ask you about that Iranian bourse. What you think is happening behind the scenes, and why this seeming rapprochement, at least in the meantime, over negotiating over Iraq, that is with Iran over Iraq and their involvement.
Sure.
Okay, Bill Beaman, our guest, Professor Bill Beaman. And if you have a question or comment, please feel free to call in anytime. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, we'll be back. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Okay, we are back with Professor William Beeman. And I will get to you on the line in just a moment or so. 800-313-9443. But... Bill, I want to ask you about this Iranian bourse that was just started. What do you know about it, and how far has it gone, and what has it been responsible for as far as any ripple effect?
I'm sorry, I just didn't catch what you said. Could you repeat your question?
Yes, the Iranian bourse, the bank that was just opened. And,
oh, I see, for the sale of oil sales and so forth.
Right. And as you know, the industry here in the United States wants oil continually dominated in dollars, which are falling very rapidly. Mm-hmm. And this effect, what effect has this Iranian bourse already had outside of we seeing the price of oil continue to rise? What other effects do you see coming, and what may happen as a result?
You know, I have an extremely interesting paper by an economist who's living in Great Britain who points out that the difference between a democratic republic and an empire is that in the democratic republic generates its own money and lives off of that money. An empire actually uses everybody else's money. And the United States for many years has benefited from the fact that oil is denominated in dollars. It's essentially a way to suck up the wealth of other nations and concentrated in oil supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the Iranians are successful, and actually there's no particular reason to believe that they will be in the short run, but in the long run it might really turn out to be quite significant. Then the United States will no longer be able to essentially denominate to back its own currency with oil, which is what really is going on.
Yes.
As long as all oil purchases are denominated in dollars, and actually that's specified by treaty, which is quite interesting. I mean, this was a deal that the United States struck with Saudi Arabia back in the 1950s.
Yeah, and we had Lindsay Williams on, the energy non-crisis, the chaplain, many times for the Alaska pipeline. He was given executive status to sit in on the oil companies and heard them plan this 30-year plan to raise the price of oil, and the denomination in dollars was one of the two basic things they requested. Henry Kissinger also demanded that from the OPEC nations that they would provide a percentage of oil sales to paying the World Bank and the IMF, so they would be paying off the debt of America. And in a sense, we'd be taxed twice at the pump. Gasoline.
That's exactly correct.
Yep.
And the agreement to denominate all oil sales in dollars corresponds to the United States actually eliminating the metal standard for backing U.S. currency.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your listeners may be old enough to remember that U.S. currency used to have printed on it silver certificates.
Yes.
And, of course, in an earlier age, the dollars were freely exchangeable for gold. But that's no longer the case. Nothing that the United States issues is denominated in or is backed by any precious metal. So it's essentially oil and oil supplies that are serving as the backing for all U.S. currency. And our current administration is able to just simply print money. And they are doing it. The money supply is increasing tremendously.
Incredible.
We have this huge debt.
So what the
Bush administration is doing to cover its assets is to print money at a tremendous rate. And it's not surprising at all that the price of oil is going up because the dollar is becoming worthless.
Yes, absolutely true.
So we're at great risk of actually bankrupting ourselves. And if the Iranian bourse gets going in any way, or other people join, and oil starts to be denominated in euros, really U.S. currency is really going to be not worth the paper it's printed on. It could be a very great disaster for us.
Well, no wonder Iran is targeted, huh?
Well, what my economist friend points out is that just before the invasion of Iraq, that Saddam Hussein started to accept
same
money.
Same thing, yes,
started
exactly.
to accept payment for oil in euros rather than dollars. In direct violation of the OPEC treaty, but he didn't care because he was an outlier in the world economic system altogether. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. just simply couldn't allow that to continue.
No,
that was
the real reason for the war, among others. But the cover was always about these dangerous weapons of mass destruction, and we must stop them now. And
that was what it would sell with the American public. But this very esoteric business about what the Iraqis are doing is really dangerous to selling oil for euros.
Mm.
And so therefore, we have to get rid of Saddam Hussein. That would make eyes roll in North Dakota. Nobody would understand this.
Uh-huh.
Very, very difficult thing to understand. And even, we've laid it out in a very primitive way here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very hard to actually get your mind around.
Okay, very true. All right, we'll be back with Bill Beaman, and we'll take your calls. And 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting System. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Rick Adams with you, and Paul Revere of Talk Radio trying to sound the alarm here with what's going on in this this world of ours, and with me, Professor William O. Beeman. And Bill, let's see if we can take a call in between our discussions, all righty?
I have
a question from some of our listeners. Clayton in St. Louis. Hello, sir. You're on the program.
Well, good evening, Rick. Good show.
Thank you.
I have a question for your guest.
Sure. Go right ahead.
If President Bush's personal approval ratings and his handling of the war in Iraq remain in the low to mid-30s between now and the November elections, what do you think the odds are of a major terrorist attack happening inside the U.S. and being blamed on some terrorist group, maybe like Hezbollah or some other Iranian terrorist group? What do you think the odds of that happening?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who have already predicted an October surprise this year. That is something that would, some violent action that would take place that would, that the administration could use to boost the president's popularity and ratings. And what the Republican Party, in particular, does not want is an election in November that is going to be essentially a referendum on the war. So they would like very much to have something to be able to answer the critics of the war with, on the order of, you see, we needed to fight the war because, you see, there are all these violent people in the world. Now, I mean, I guess I'm not quite so cynical that I believe that the government would actually stage an attack in the United States in order to pretend attack, just in order to be able to score points in an election. But I think that your question shows that enough people in the United States now distrust this administration and distrust the Republican Party that they would think of such a thing as being plausible.
Well, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
You have another question? Go right ahead if you do, Clayton.
What do you think the odds are? Now, it seems to me, the way things are going politically, that the Democrats are going to take over at least one, maybe both, houses of Congress. Now, if they do this, what do you think the odds are of them successfully impeaching this president?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think that that the chances of impeachment are greater than the chances of conviction. I mean, you saw, I think, during the in the Clinton administration that in fact the president was impeached, but he wasn't actually convicted once he was impeached. The impeachment is the same as being indicted. And you still have to prove your case, and you still have to prove that that a crime was actually committed. And in this case, Congress is the jury. So there is a continuing call for impeachment. And right now, just before the election, the Democrats are very nervous about actually attacking the president. Once they get, if they do get into power, and actually, but you know, I think that one shouldn't be too overconfident about that situation. Many of the seats in Congress have been gerrymandered to the degree that they're safe for Republicans, and that's something that's been done over the last 8 years. So it's not clear that the Democrats will take over. But if they did take over, then they would feel much more emboldened than they are now, and the possibility of actually bringing a impeachment against the president increases.
Okay, now President Clinton was impeached, but it was on a ridiculous thing. Such, you know, he had a zipper problem. Let's be honest about it. I mean, that was ridiculous. There were more serious issues he could have been impeached on. This current president, he does have some very serious issues that he's going to have to deal with when he's impeached, like lying and falsifying evidence about the reason why we went to war with Iraq.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The simple fact is, though, that as long as the Republicans control both houses of Congress, none of this is ever going to come to light, yeah. Because the Republicans are protecting the president, and they're stonewalling any attempt to make inquiries into this. So for those people who really would like to see these things come to light and be dealt with in an open and honest way, they'd really better vote for a Democrat, because that's the only way it's going to happen.
Right. Well, I'm not voting in the process. I'm one of these people that I was in the political process, but I'm not anymore. But it seems to me that the Democrats have an excellent chance of taking both houses, because most of the people out here are very unhappy with this president, because they feel like they're being lied to. They were lied to, and they're continuing to be lied to. And so I think this country right now is in a very, very dangerous point, because we have a president who basically is not sure what's going to happen come November. And we have this deal with Iran going on. So, I can see some rather dangerous things possibly happening around this president. And but that's all I just want to make the point, yeah. Is I just mm-hmm. can see some very unpleasant things, and I'll just let it go at that.
Well, I think that's fairly obvious, but you crystallized it for us. Thank you, Clayton, very much for the call. 800-313-9443. And the great irony here, Bill, seems to me that George Bush is saying he's made us safer now than at any other time since 9/11. And at the same time, he's telling us the world is far more dangerous So, you know, I don't know which it is. Which curtain, please? it's just double talk. And his policies, I don't think anybody would argue, these neocon policies have made America far more hated and distrusted now than at any other time in her history. And quite frankly, it is amazing to me that with all of this hatred and all of this vitriol toward the government, not the American people, but toward this government's policies, that something far more ominous has not happened in all this time. And I guess up until now, we've been rather fortunate. But how much longer this can hold out is just, I don't know. You look at the body count in Iraq, you see what's going on there, and the Americans coming back in these burial tubes, as George Bush would like to refer to them, not caskets, because we wouldn't want to emotionalize the issue. You see depleted uranium poisoning, and that's not talked about much in the media, but many people are beginning to wake up to it. And what's going on now in Iraq is far worse than it ever was under Saddam Hussein. So I don't know how anybody with a straight head can take anything that's said anymore with any degree of seriousness. In my mind, I don't see how. It's just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And yet we still do have a large number of Americans that are in that are really, okay, I think, proceeding mm-hmm. in lockstep, rather unthinkingly.
Yes.
Saying that that if you criticize the president, any president for any reason, then you're unpatriotic. And I think that I certainly believe that the majority of Americans now do realize that mm-hmm. The ability to criticize the government and to actually call them on their more questionable decisions is part of being a patriot. If you want the country to continue on the right course, then it is actually your patriotic duty to step up and really try very hard to make your officials, your elected officials, responsible for telling the truth.
Yes, indeed. That goes without saying. Let's take another call. Richie in New Orleans. Hello, Richie. You're on the program now with Bill Beaman.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Bill, I like the idea of impeaching and perhaps even incarcerating Bill, our president.
Bill, yes.
Yeah, Bill. Sorry for the slip. For his crimes, his treacherous and traitorous ways. But the idea that a Hillary Clinton or a Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, is going to be wielding the sword of justice is ridiculous. They themselves should be in orange prison suits.
Yeah, I think that Americans are really many Americans are really caught between a rock and a hard place, because the Democratic Party is absolutely not without fault, and the political culture of the United States is such that, you know, who's ever in power eventually becomes corrupt in one way or another. I mean, looking for an honest politician, person who doesn't get involved with demagoguery is really, really hard. But I, as I say, during the next election, this midterm election, we're not electing a president. But what we will have the possibility of doing, I think, is electing a Democratic Congress that will be able, and they certainly will be willing, to pursue a course that will reveal the truth of what's been going on for the last.
Yes, but for strictly political reasons, they're a bunch of Marxists who should all be hung by the next tree themselves. This Democratic Congress.
Well, I don't think they're all Marxists. I mean, look at Joe Lieberman. I don't think you'd call Joe Lieberman.
Well, I think they're all. They've instilled the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. It's a de facto government that's already here. The confiscation of land, the income tax, Social Security, public schools, that's all right out of the Communist mm-hmm. Manifesto, and every one of them up there is for it.
Well, I certainly hope that we're not going to make public schools a political issue. and that's something I think most people would generally support. But that's the point.
We want our communism here. And the point is that the idea that Democrats will be wielding justice is absolutely absurd. The only motivations would be for political power, so they can get in and steal us blind and bring us down whatever treacherous road they want.
Well, I'll tell you something, and that is that the that in the next 2 years, the last 2 years of the Bush presidency, if you really get in and make the Republicans pay for their crimes, which really are excessive, even by almost anybody's standards.
I agree, sir.
They've been really beyond all belief.
And then we end up with Hillary Clinton, the biggest crook of them all.
Actually, I'm not sure that's the case. Mm-hmm. I think that what you'll trigger in the Republican Party is a very serious reform because of the danger that you're to them that you're actually articulating.
And then they'll say all the right things, and then we go around on the merry-go-round again.
More and more like the Iranian Parliament, huh, Bill?
Well, the Iranian Parliament is actually in many ways a much more honest bunch of people.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Well, we'll get on the merry-go-round. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Richie. Switching from, I like the old joke by one of the political sages years ago. He really wasn't being a jokester, but he was trying to use levity. He said changing from the Democrats to the Republicans or vice versa is like taking the Velcro on a dirty diaper and just changing it, you know?
Absolutely.
And there's no difference, essentially.
Well, I mean, Americans have every right to be disgusted with politics and with politicians.
Oh, yeah. People are really more turned off now than ever before, Bill. Yeah, and they have done it, and I think they've done it to themselves, too, because they look for something for nothing, and they react to one-liners. The news tells them how bad Iran is. So Iran, they ask the question, after you've been conditioned, do you think we should strike Iran? Yeah, why not? Well, you know, they did that on Fox News, and as you know, the question was distorted. And what they've done is said, well, would you favor an attack on Iran militarily if all else failed? And that was the key phrase, if every other thing failed. Now, why Iran has to be singled out, of course, over nukes is absolutely preposterous in and of itself. And, you know, even if Iran had the nuclear weapon, they know the overwhelming military power of the United States would keep them in check. So it's sort of like to me, it's a boogeyman thing. And it's chasing after the boogeyman so that these neocons can expand their way to power in the Middle East and geopolitical influence.
That really seems to be their principal goal.
Yeah,
and the idea that the United States could create an empire, really, in the world, given that we have no opposition, is very much part of their plan.
That is very much true. Yes, indeed.
It seems, you know, that this is really an outdated notion. You're flying in the face of a globalizing economy that's increasingly multinational. And the United States will totally exhaust its resources if it tries to maintain a military force that can handle, any problem anywhere on the planet. We're already well overextended.
Well overextended. Yeah, I want to come back to that in the last few minutes of the program this hour. But let's take another call. Patrick in Texas. Hi, Patrick. You're on the program with Professor Beeman.
Rick, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to say, I don't remember the last caller's name, but I completely agree with him because we have, and I know, sir, what you're saying is you think most people would support public schools, but the bottom line is we have accepted the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. All we need to do is open them up and look at them. And we get to a point in this country where things just kind of go so bad that we just say, well, this is just the way that it is, and so, you know, we don't want to get too radical. But look at the Constitution. Look at the Founding Fathers. Look at what they did. Social Security, public schools, transportation being run, retirement, all of this stuff, income taxes. This is not the way they set up our country. Now, I agree with what you're saying in a sense, but this is kind of a catch-22 because this whole, you know, don't vote your heart because if you'll throw away a vote if you vote for the Democrats. That caller that we spoke of, it's basically the fire or the frying pan type of scenario. And I agree completely with him because do we honor God or do we honor people? I mean, do we just vote for the Democrats because they're less evil than the Republicans? I mean, I don't know that that's the answer. I personally can't do that. I don't know what other Americans think, but God bless you and thanks for taking my call.
It's very interesting. You know, I think that on the basis of principle, Americans seem to have decided that it's just fine to vote for people who are going to essentially steal their money and give it to the people who don't need it.
Right.
And that's certainly not a communist ideal. It's communism in reverse.
Well, even the people that need it, is it the role of the government to steal? And that's one of the things I think that's, you know, as a libertarian more myself, I would say no. The government is supposed to be there to protect property and protect freedom, but not to be a participant.
And
because if they do, then they start to become a dictatorship. That's what we have, more and more government and more bureaucrats to enforce it. You see,
you know, let's just face it. I mean, I think that, you know, there has to be moderation in everything. You don't want, you certainly don't want the government controlling your personal life. But if you, you know, it, we will never get anywhere if everybody has to pave the little bit of road that runs just in front of their house. You know, I mean,
that's an extreme example, and that might be the case. But as far as the taxes to support the little red schoolhouse down the street, that may be just the time. You know, whose idea has come to an end. But we'll pick that up.
Okay.
Stay where you are, Bill Beaman. I want to continue on the foreign policy angle, actually. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, time for a quick call. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
We're going to take a final call in just a moment or so, but Bill, I really wanted to get back to the foreign policy area that you are an expert in this area so much. And quite frankly, what do you think is the likely scenario? We've read Seymour Hersh's writings in The New Yorker, and others who have some obvious contact with people in the know. And they seem to be saying that we're going through the motions again with the UN, sanctions possibly, and all of that. But ultimately, there's no doubt they want military action against Iran. What do you think is going to happen in the months ahead of this election year?
Well, it is a very interesting question, because as events unfold, the reports of these events change the course of the events themselves. So the fact that Seymour Hersh's article was published changes the nature of the actions that are likely to take place. It's as if, you know, the administration was caught red-handed with this planning, and so their response is to have an immediate denial.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that Hersh's prediction might not come true, but it might not come true largely because he predicted it to begin with. And in any case, there's no question that the administration is considering military action as part of their contingency plan. Some of the people who commented on the Hersh article, like Ruhl Mark Gerecht, who used to be an ex-CIA operative,
right,
and is a person I don't agree with politically, but I do respect for his knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Said that the situation was actually kind of funny for the military people that he knew, because they agreed that the plans existed, but they were also part of a battery of, you know, 20, 25, 30 possible contingency plans. They were planning for everything. And that also, to me, sounds plausible.
Mm-hmm.
But the mere fact that the plans are on the ground, and also that the United States has not taken tactical nuclear weapons off the table as part of our military arsenal, you know, tells me that there is some danger there. Somebody could actually pull the trigger.
And even that, even without the military, just the threat of sanctions, you know what that's going to do to the price of oil. And that's going to be disastrous in itself.
The fact that the price has gone up over $70 a barrel should make everybody...
I mean, they're openly talking about $120, $150, $200 a barrel if in the worst-case scenario. And you know what that's going to mean.
Well,
terrible.
Going to be worse for people in other parts of the world than in the United States, and it's going to be bad enough for us.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick final call, because I have so many questions. We can go on and on, but we'll have you back. Linda in Wisconsin. Hello, Linda.
Good evening.
Yes.
I just wanted to agree with the last two callers.
Okay. And there's three in a row. All right.
Rick, you were talking about foreign aid. Is that, were you not?
No, I was just talking about foreign policy.
Oh, foreign policy, excuse me. Well, as far as that goes, look at the money that we've been giving to Russia. And, you know, we're talking about one protecting their own country or their own nation. I know that Russia is continuing to build up their military strength, and they're helping China,
mm-hmm.
and in turn we're helping China with technology. Clinton
right.
gave technology
right,
to
right.
China.
Okay, so what is your point for Bill Beaman now?
Well, I was just calling to agree with the last two callers, and that voting for either one of these parties, we're just going to get the same thing. They both want the same thing,
sure.
which is global government.
Right, exactly. They call to the same tune, the same piper. Huh? Bill Beaman, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for being here. I just got another email about PBS NewsHour website and your broadcast or a broadcast on the fears of a nuclear-armed Iran. You'll be
on
there.
That was right. That was on Friday, April 14th.
April 14th. It already occurred.
It can be on the website.
Yeah, Bill, we'll talk again. Bye-bye now.
Hey, bye-bye.
...is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.